Saddam, we never go out, do we?
But we got this Iraqi satellite package only going up by 10 points a month to all television watching comrades from January.
There's nothing on. Who repeats and repeats at this old house? Come with me, we're eating out, Saddam.
Yes, Mother.
You may bring a friend or two.
I'll ring Mr. Todd and I'll tell Vulcan to abandon his secret project for the night. He was designing nuclear artillery and he broke his leg when he mixed plutonium with uranium instead of chlorine. The result, he needs a new garage. What do you want? You were cordially invited out to a restaurant of my mother's choice.
Yes, we are going to the Bald Head Restaurant.
Well, I was planning a quiet night in alone in front of the television, but my sister Dodo may pop round and we will have some caviar.
Get off the fucking phone, the fucking bill, don't you know you're only allowed 2 seconds?
Yes, the Iraqi telephone company, IT, doesn't realise that this should be a free number. It is 110 points a minute.
Yes, well, I pay the bill, you haven't even got a mobile.
Yes, I am approving cellular masts in every Iraqi suburb. Usually primary schools are a prime spot.
Hello?
Haven't seen you in a while. How is your third-hand curtain from the market?
They're floppy and have shite stains.
That's nice. See you at the restaurant.
At a 5-star exclusive restaurant somewhere in Iraq.
Oh, look, there's the Brothers of Stomp. Hi, boys.
Yeah, we're students. We got a new job. We're waiting on here.
3.20 points an hour. You'd be able to live in Mexico on that.
Yeah, I know. We have a low life expectations, you know.
See you at the table. Yes. Comrades' food seems to go back the wrong way when they see me staring out from them across a restaurant, realizing that they should still be in forced labor at lunchtime. Comrades work from 4:20 a.m. till 12:30 midnight. Usually comrades only get to go to the restaurants at 3 a.m. because that's their leisure time.
Saddam Hussein, he's a jolly good fellow, for he's a jolly good fellow, for he's a jolly good fellow. That nobody can deny.
Except people in countries like the USI, the United States of Iraq.
Oh, good evening, Pavarotti.
You made me miss a major concert. But when you say that, my days are numbered. If I don't show you, then I say what a jolly good evening this could be.
Bravo, bravo! Yes, I wanted some entertainment, so I abused me position of power.
We are ready to order.
I would like some Russian pasta, and your son are having raw Thai chili in a casing of Romanian ravioli.
I would rather eat a shit butty with gack caviar.
Well, you're gonna eat it, it's good for your health.
This gastronomic experience is not dissimilar to the downing of vomit pie.
Brian, you have to be so crude. This is a restaurant.
Yes, as in somewhere that will cause you to permanently rest.
It will be ready within 150 minutes. We don't mind to wait. The fact that we've only had a crust of toast and it's now 7:30 won't bother us at all when we're staring across the table at each other, gawping at the last guest's cack-worthy crumbs and attempting to stuff down the complimentary salt and pepper for something to do.
Oh, well, I see there's no problem. See you in 1.5 hours. After 2 long hours and 10 minutes...
Here, table 39. Whose was the Russian pasta and Czechoslovakian cheese?
Over here!
Some minutes later.
Are you enjoying your meal, Saddam?
I swallowed my toothpaste this morning. That had better after effect.
Well, we do Colgate. We can spread it on some food if you want.
I do not think that that will be necessary.
I hate to break up this lovely dinner party, but I'm feeling nauseous.
The bathroom's right across the restaurant. Will you make it in time?
Oh, madam, the other end of the restaurant is a quarter of a mile away.
Okay, just go into the bathroom. We'll be back to enjoy me dessert of Tunisian trollop. I don't think I'm going to make it. I think I'm going to have to.
Watch out, that woman's going to blow.
Oh, I say, I am not able to contain these gastronomical delights.
Have you got a bucket?
Dear, please cancel the order of Canadian carrot pie with custard. I think I might be about to be unsociable.
Look, sir, I'm going to have to ask you to leave. It's illegal to blow chunks.
Sick in a 6-star restaurant. This is an outrage. Fellow restaurantarians, please rise against the oppression of snobby attitudes with regard to the everyday pleasure of eating. These people are stuck-up pompous kids. Please rise your plates in anger.
Don't look at us. We're only the brothers of Stomp. We only work here.
We have to think that in consideration of your cause, life for you people out in the town can really suck.
Here, madam. Let me see that table for a minute.
I am still eating.
Yes, I know. Hand me that tablecloth.
Right, table 33. I've got your tomato and cheese pizza. I ordered a Cheshire cheese caviar. I don't want any of this ridiculous delicacy. Please take it back or I'm going to have to report it to your boss and get you fired. I am the customer. I am king. Well, if you're king, act like one and throw that pizza.
Oh, my face! I can't see my spectacles. There's tomato cheese down the lens. I'm so enraged. Here, give me those beans.
I've got some peas. What is going on? This restaurant is erupting into madness.
You call this an eating establishment?
Okay, that's it. I'm Fracarico, the owner of this 6-star restaurant. Everybody out! Everybody out of my restauranto! You customers are not kings, you are a disgrace! You got tree scrapings down the back of the piano! There's caviar sliding down my $100,000 portrait of Leonardo da Vinci by Leonardo da Vinci! I am a crap character, I don't want this episode to last a minute longer.
Well, that's alright, we know where we're not welcome. Good day to you!
But I have not finished my meal yet.
Those that did not spew need not sue.
But I want my cheesecake surprise.
A lot of madness has gone down in this restaurant tonight. I saw someone stamping potatoes into the carpet and tipping salt into the sugar bar.
But I have been a good boy.
Go to your room.
But we are 20 miles from home.
When you get in, you're redecorating.
But why?
I don't like that black Teletubbies wallpaper. And would Lala really be cradling a time bomb?
It's for my potential assassins. If they think I'm a kid, they might not do a 4-year-old me in.
You are a kid, Saddam.
Right, okay, Mother. First thing tomorrow, I'm off to do it all up for some black paint and some rock posters with images of Kurt Cobain near a cliff.
That's it. You're sleeping in the fucking loft.